Turning now to world news, the United Nations has reported that between 400 and 500 people have been killed and up to 800 wounded in the latest round of violence in South Sudan. Laura Yerachi has more.
Government forces loyal to South Sudan's President Salva Kiir are celebrating the victory against opposition forces who attempted a coup this past weekend, but the victory has seemingly cost several hundred lives. Two hospitals in South Sudan have recorded between 400 and 500 dead and up to 800 wounded, though officials have yet to verify the figures. Most of the fighting happened in Juba, the country's capital, from Sunday night into Monday morning, but sporadic gunfire continued into Tuesday evening. The fighting was between two rival military groups, and government officials have said they have arrested 10 major political figures, including the former finance minister, in what the government is saying was a foiled coup. Government forces are still searching for South Sudan's former vice president, Riek Machar, accused of orchestrating the failed coup. President Kiir, dressed in military fatigue, said on television on Monday that forces loyal to the former Vice President Machar, whom he fired in July, had attacked an army base in a bid to seize power. The UN Security Council issued a statement saying it urged all parties to immediately cease hostilities, exercise restraint, and refrain from violence and other actions that could exacerbate tensions. The United States has urged its citizens to leave the country immediately and said it is suspending normal operations at its embassy. South Sudan, which became an independent nation less than 3 years ago, is one of the poorest and least developed countries in Africa, despite its oil reserves. It is also plagued by ethnic fighting. I'm Laura Yerachi.